Thankful for our practice of taking a time in the first Lord's Day of each month to have a psalm meditation, just a few things picked out from each psalm that we can be reminded of, and especially seeing Jesus Christ in these words of the Old Testament. Psalm 39, to the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end. And what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am? Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age as nothing before you. Certainly every man at his best state is but vapor. Selah. Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct a man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is a vapor. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength, before I go away and am no more. Psalm 39 goes very well with our recent messages in the book of James. David starts by committing to guard his words, lest he sin with them. That might remind you of how often the book of James has something to say about the way we use our words, and how faith informs us to structure even the way we say things so that they are honoring to God. But this is a hard lesson to learn. In Psalm 39, David confesses these things. He confesses that there are many things that are boiling up inside him, so that his heart is like a burning fire. And I want you to notice what it is that especially is agitating him. He says that I will put a muzzle on my mouth while the wicked are in front of me. Now, that describes a couple of different things. It's probably that he was afflicted by persecutions from those who were wicked. And it may be that he even saw their wickedness and saw that they were prospering. But notice what David does in that context. David says that he quiets his heart and quiets his lips before he even speaks and considers what God would have him to do. When he opens his mouth, he does something very surprising. You might expect him to begin to enumerate the sins that he sees around him, but instead he uses this occasion to talk about himself, to talk about his own condition, and to confess his sins. And in this psalm, it's that point especially that I want you to keep in mind. There are lots of other things that we could meditate on, but I want you to meditate on how the frailty of our life, the shortness of our life, and the affliction of the wicked should cause us to contemplate and to confess our sins. Starting in verse 4, David says, Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. He goes on to describe in a variety of ways just how short his life is. He calls them just a handbreadth, and that would be a measure in Old Testament times, the width of your hand. It's not very long, is it? He says, that's how short my life is. It's like a vapor. If you ever see in the morning that there's a mist that's around, you know that that doesn't stay all day long. Very soon the sun rises and it burns off that vapor. And David says, that's what my life is like. In fact, he uses that word Selah to call attention to it. It's a word that we don't exactly know what it means, but as Dave Carroll once instructed us and helped us to understand, it's used to help us to pause and to consider. And both places where it appears in the psalm is about surely every man is but a vapor. In other words, stop and think about the frailty, the shortness of your life. What that does is that it leads David and it leads us to meditate on that shortness of our life so that we can have a right view about ourselves and a right view about God. So what does David consider about himself? He remembers that he is finite, that he is frail, that he is a sinner. All too often, especially in the midst of persecution, especially when we see the wicked prospering, we might become puffed up and think of ourselves as righteous in and of ourselves. But David, in the midst of this, pauses to think about the shortness of his own life, his own sinfulness, and it brings him into a proper perspective about himself. He is not righteous in and of himself. Instead, he confesses his sin. In fact, Psalm 38 and 39 are the first two places in the Psalms where David confesses sins. And that makes us pause and think. The frailty of my life means that one day I will stand in front of my Creator and my Judge. My rightness before Him must be cleansed by Jesus Christ. I can't compare myself with all those around. I must be right in God's sight by Jesus Christ. That leads to a right view of God as well. In verses 7 through 11, David implicitly rejects the idea of playing God himself. That's a phrase I'm going to use in James chapter 4. So he rejects that idea and asks that the Lord would be the Lord of his life. He says, our hope is in you. And he confesses that the providence of God is exactly what's happening. All of this, David says, all of that I'm suffering may be at the hands of the wicked, but Lord, you cause this. And he pauses again because of that shortness of his life to think about the nature of God, of his eternal nature, of his providence in all of our lives. He remembers that the disciplines of the Lord are of a loving Father to who corrects us. Let me close by making one more connection to Jesus. Of all people, Jesus had reason to have a righteous indignation about the wicked around him. They plotted against him, they brought false charges, they rigged the trial so that he would go to crucifixion. But like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so Jesus did not open his mouth. And much like Psalm 39, there is a closing of Jesus' mouth so that the providence of God would be carried out. A providence that would lead Jesus to go to the cross for our sins. And so that holy God who does judge sins would judge not us, but would judge Jesus who became sin for us so that we might have the gift of everlasting life. There are many things that make us pause and consider the shortness of our lives. Today, let Psalm 39 lead you in stopping and remembering that your life is frail, that it is finite, that it is full of sin. And consider Christ, our Redeemer. Today we'll be singing that psalm in its two portions. We'll start with selection A. Psalm 39, selection A, let's stand to sing our praise.